Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is indeed a pleasure to welcome back to our studios Deborah Mann. Welcome back, Deborah.
Thank you, Mike. Good to be here.
It's been a while, probably 6 or 7 years, maybe, I think.
Has it really?
Yeah.
Wow. Too
Deborah
long.
Is a jazz performer, a singer, and pianist, and she actually was trained classically. We're going to find out about all those things. I'm sure a lot of you know the name. She's been around the area for a while now. It's amazing. Seems like, you know, 30 years in the area, but she's only 35 years old. So I don't know how that worked for you, Deborah. How does that work? That started very young, I guess.
Well, I always say I'm an eternal being.
There you go. Now, let's start with a little bit of your background. And, you know, I know that you lived in Los Angeles for a while, and you lived in New England, you worked in Boston and different places. Where did it all start? Where were you born?
I'm from Rhode Island.
You were born in Rhode Island.
I was.
And then you wandered away.
I wandered to Boston, went to college there, to Berklee College of Music.
I've heard of that.
Yeah. Wonderful school.
Yeah, it's only I'm a BU guy. Those Berklee snobs were, you know, a little different, So after college?
After college, I worked in the Boston area, the New England area, and then went to L.A.
To pursue music,
and I didn't end up staying very long, but I did make some nice connections that I've maintained over the years, and came back to Rhode Island, and I expected to move back to Boston, but I ended up getting married.
Uh-oh.
I know, right?
All right.
And, but still, you know, went up to Boston to play quite a bit, and then I started having a family, but
Kept the music going.
Kept the music going. It, you know, kind of quieted down for a while, and now I'm back at it, I'd say, fairly full force.
So we refer to you as a singer-songwriter, singer-performer, all of those things?
All of the above.
Pianist?
Pianist, vocalist, songwriter, band leader, recording artist, teacher, mother.
Lots of CDs
wife.
Out also. We'll talk about those a little bit later. The teacher part comes into, you give lessons at this point?
I do. Yeah, I've been teaching for the last couple of years at Brown University and Wheaton College. I'm teaching jazz voice lessons there, both those places. It's been great.
And if you'd like to find out more about Deborah, she has a very nice website. You can see pictures and see things that are going on in her life at Deborah Mann. That's D-E-B-R-A-M-A-N-N. .com, and you can go to the website. And can they buy things there?
They can. They can listen to audio clips and be connected to the store and purchase CDs or download MP3s, whatever their preference.
There you go. And for people in the Rhode Island area, you've played in lots of familiar places, Rhode Island, southeastern Massachusetts, and eastern Connecticut is our listening area. And you've been at places frequently, like Chan's in Woonsocket, big jazz place, right?
Right, yeah.
You've been up there more than 10 times.
Yeah, we're usually there a couple times a year.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of other venues as well that we...
Sandy Woods, I know. You were just at recently. That's always a fun performance space. And then any restaurants that you regularly appear at, or that's kind of every once in a while something comes up?
I've kind of moved away from that more because I really like the concert venue where people come specifically
to listen
rather than to just
not
have
to
dinner
eat.
And
right.
socialize.
Yeah.
It's a really more satisfying experience.
Yeah, I know as a performer myself that I'm never wanting to be in that position of while I'm singing, someone's eating and not paying attention. I want their attention. So I know what you mean. All right, let's talk about some of the music that you've created. When did you actually start writing your own stuff or some of your own stuff? Was that in college at that point, or was it late? Did that come later?
It was in college that I really began to understand what the components were for writing. And then I've just continued to write, sort of, you know, dabbling as a writer over the years. I developed a habit of writing over the last few years, rather than sort of waiting for those, you know, inspirational moments. Okay. I developed a habit of sitting down and writing every day. Or as much as I can.
As close as possible,
yeah. Even just a couple of measures of music, just to keep those...
Sure, keep it flowing.
Keep it flowing. And as a result, I have written quite a lot of music, which I hope to release another CD of original music in addition to the one I already have, which I came to the station to play, you know, 6 years ago, you were saying.
Right, right.
Because it just keeps pouring out, and I'm grateful for that.
Yeah.
But it's interesting how developing a habit of writing, you just realize, you know what? It's there. It's always there. We just have to tap in.
Well, we also have, you have another project going on.
I do.
Right now that you're pretty excited about and putting a lot of work into. Tell us about that.
Well, I am in the middle of a Kickstarter campaign to record a CD of the music of Joni Mitchell. I've been performing with my band for the past 5 years. We've done several concerts of her music, and it's been just so delightful for all of us that we decided we need to record this.
Great. And a lot of people in listening might not know what a Kickstarter program is. So tell us what that means.
A Kickstarter is basically, it is an opportunity for people to get involved in a project, to be a backer.
Okay.
And
so we can own a piece of you.
You can own a piece of me, basically. Yeah, you get, obviously you get the recording, but there are all these different, you know, depending
levels.
On, you know, what level you get involved, you get different benefits. So if people would like to back the project, they can go to Kickstarter.com and just type in Deborah Mann, and they'll see the page, they'll see the video that I created. It's a tremendous amount of work. I have really learned so much in the process. And I hope that people will back it and that we get to do this project. I'm planning on going into the studio this summer one way or the other.
Right, and getting it done. We have a CD that you brought with you that has some of the music from that, right?
The music that I brought for you today, Mike, is from... the first thing that people are going to hear is the bed of music that I created for the Kickstarter video of the song Blue.
All right, why don't we listen to that now, and then we'll be back.
Sail away. can make it through these waves. Acid blues and ass, needles, guns and grass, lots of lambs. Lots of lambs. Everybody's saying that hell's the hippest way to go. Well, I don't think so, but I'm gonna take a look around it. Go blue.
Beautiful singing by Deborah Mann. And Deborah, we're going to get right to this next piece of music that needs a little bit of explanation because it was recorded live and it's called Black Crow, right?
We recorded this at the Narrow Center for the Arts in Massachusetts, and it's completely unedited. There's no, it's raw and naked. And it's a representation of what we'll be doing on the recording that project, the Kickstarter that we're raising funds for. Black Crow is a song off of Joni Mitchell's Hey Jira record, and that recording was made when she was traveling cross country, and it's just represents sort of a whole scenic landscape. So I thought it would be nice to feature something that my band is doing.
Let's go to listen to Black Crow, and then after that, we'll take a short break and be back with more of Deborah Mann.
There's a crow flying, dark and ragged, tree to tree. He's black as the highway that's leading me. Now he's diving down to pick up on something shiny. I feel like a black crow flying in a blue. A ferry to the highway, then I drove to a pontoon plane. I took a plane to a taxi, and a taxi to a train. I've been traveling so long, how am I ever gonna know my home when I see it again? I'm like a black crow. In a blue sky. I such a love in music. My whole life has been illumination, corruption, and diving, 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 diving down to pick up on every shiny thing, just like the black rose. Looked at the morning after being up all night. I looked at my haggard face in the bathroom light. I looked out the window and I saw that ragged soul take flight. I saw a black crow.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with jazz performer Deborah Mann. And Deborah has several CDs out. She's got a new project she's been working on, and we'll talk about that. But before we get there, let's talk about the people that are around you.
That's great. I have the good fortune of working with such phenomenal talent. I have Dino Gavoni on tenor sax, also plays flute and the electronic wind instrument sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have Steve DeConti on guitar. He's from the South County area here. So.
Oh, near our studios in beautiful downtown Exeter.
Yes, and he's also a Berkeley grad, just like me, and we have a ball working together. I have Dave Zeno on the bass. He's currently in Brazil. He travels internationally playing music.
That's a tough commute.
<You know? laughs> And on drums, I have Marty Richards, who has been recently inducted into the Rhode Island Music Hall of Fame.
Wow.
So
pretty fast company you have there.
I think so.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's great. And most of the new CD, that's the people that will be on it?
That's the band that will be on it,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in the past, some of those people have changed. I mean, yeah. You haven't always been with those people.
Yeah,
right?
I've been working with those guys, particularly my bassist, Dave, and Dino on tenor for quite a long time. I mean, probably 15 years, maybe.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a long time for musicians to be together.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they all freelance.
Yeah,
so
they're obviously doing other things,
yeah,
too. But they don't just sit around the house waiting for you to call
them.
No,
they don't. Although,
like, obviously, if he's in Brazil, he's doing something in Brazil.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I think Dino is in Italy next week.
Oh, there you go.
So, you know, we can't always connect when I have gigs, and I do try to plan around them as best I can, but I also work with other talented musicians. It's such an amazing plethora of talent in this area that
we are fortunate that we have lots of good talent around here, and you've corralled some of them to be with you. And speaking of being with you, this next song is probably, of all the ones we're going to play tonight, at least to me, the most recognizable.
Yeah.
I think most of our audience will know both sides now, right?
Right, yeah. And this one, we've actually, the arrangement will be different on the new recording.
This is a little more traditional, this one that
we're gonna listen to. Yeah, I do it, we'll be doing a little more of a Brazilian feel.
Okay.
When we record it. It's changed because this is, like I said, a couple of years ago, and
right.
The arrangements have evolved
sure.
as we've played the music.
All right, so we'll listen to the way Ezra Lounders say, the way it used to be. Okay, to both sides now.
Rows and flows of angel hair, ice cream castles in the air, and feathered canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at life from both sides now, from up and down. Still, somehow, it's cloud illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds at all. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way that you feel. As every fairy tale comes real, I've looked at love that way. But now it's just another show. You leave them laughing when you go. And if you care, don't you let them know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow it's love's illusion I recall. I really don't know love at all. Strange. They shake their heads, they tell me I've changed, but something's lost and something's gained in living every day. I've looked at life from both sides now, from win and lose, and still somehow it's life's illusion I recall. I really don't know at all.
Both Sides Now by Deborah Mann. And now we're going to go to a song. I'm sure it's on everybody's lips. And when I saw the title, I couldn't help but just whistling it. It's called The Dry Cleaner from Des Moines.
Well, do you want me to tell you about this?
Yeah, I think we need a little explanation.
Well,
yeah.
This is off of Joni Mitchell's Mingus record.
Okay.
She did an amazing collaboration back in, I think, 1981 or 80 with Charles Mingus, who's a famous jazz bassist, mm-hmm. famous in the jazz world for sure. And she wrote lyrics to this song. It's his composition. And it's basically a story about, you know, a gambler who's super lucky.
Mm-hmm.
He just, you know, if he could put a coin in the door of a John. Remember when you had to pay to
sure,
you know, put
pay
a
toilets, yeah.
Right?
And we have them here in the studio. So.
he could put a coin in the door of a John and get 20 for one. It's just luck.
There
so it's just a very sort of whimsical song. And it's a blues, so we do a lot of improvising, which is why it's so lengthy. We have a great time with it.
All right. Yeah. Well, we'll listen to that. It is a little bit lengthy, so we'll listen to as much as possible and then take a short break and be back with more of Deborah Mann.
In the slot that's hot, I keep hearing bells all around me, jingling the lucky jackpots. They keep you tantalized, they keep you reaching for your wallet here in fool's paradise. I talked to a cat from Des Moines, he said he ran a cleaning plant. That cat was clanking with a coin. Well, he must have had a genie in a lamp, 'cause every time I dropped a dime of Louis, he kept ringing. Nothing to it. In my taste for fruit, I'm watching the dry cleaner do it like Midas in a polyester suit. It's all luck, it's just luck. You get a little lucky and you make a little money. Thank you. Got a booth at Circus, where the cowgirls filled the room with their big balloons. The cleaner was pitching with Burbessi and Dinos and Pooh Bears and Lions. Big and blue, there he couldn't lose there.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Deborah Mann, listening to her music, which is great. And that last piece, which is called The Dry Cleaner from Des Moines, we thought we might edit it a little bit, but we listened to the whole thing, Deborah. It was great. We got the whole thing in. And we'll have just one more piece of music to play for you, and we'll talk about that in a moment. In the meantime, I want to remind you, if you want to go to Deborah's website, it's Deborah. DeborahMann, DeborahMann.com. And you can also sign up and be on the mailing list and things like that. And you have a Facebook page?
Deborah Mann fan page.
Deborah Mann fan page. All right. And so it's one more thing we want to talk about. And that's the Kickstarter program for the new project, the big project of the summer. And tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes. Please go to Kickstarter.com and type in Deborah Mann, and you will see my campaign, and you can become a backer. It's a really awesome page. I worked really long and hard on it, and it's going to be a wonderful recording. So we'd love to have you be a part of it.
Now, yeah. For those that haven't done something like this before, basically, if they give a certain amount, and they get the recording when it comes out? Is that
right,
the way it
yeah.
works?
Right, yeah. So you just select a what's called a perk or a reward level. Yeah. And depending on what you want to contribute, you'll get the corresponding reward or perk or benefits.
So it's kind of like getting a share of the business, just in a sense.
Right. You get to be a part of a creative process, and there'll be updates on the progress.
How it's going. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So that's something to do, and it'd be a great thing to do. You know, listening to her music here, I know we've created a lot more fans for you because more people that get to listen to you.
Thank you, Mike.
They can't help but like you. So thanks for coming in tonight. It was great to bring your music to our audience. And we hope it isn't so long before you come back again.
Oh, same. It's been a pleasure.
Maybe when the new CD is done, we can play some parts of that.
That would be great.
Okay. We're going to have one more piece of music to listen to before we leave you. And this is another one of those, I mean, real catchy names. It's just like Yankee Doodle Dandy, only this one's called Goodbye Pork Pie Hat.
Yeah, it was also called the theme for Lester Young.
Okay.
Originally written by Charles Mingus again, and Joni wrote the lyrics to this. And it's just a beautiful representation of that artist, that wonderful saxophonist who wore a pork pie hat and has passed on many years now.
Do I know what a pork pie hat is?
I certainly think so.
Okay.
Right? Well, you can Google it and you'll see.
Okay. Well, so now I have a homework assignment. All right. I'm going to check out and find out.
Yeah, they've kind of come back into fashion again.
Okay.
So anyway, Joni kind of interspersed present time, at least when she wrote it, into being in New York City and what it's like, you know, being a white woman with a black man. There was sort of racial issues that African Americans had to deal with, and this song addresses some of that.
Okay.
And what they went through, but it's just beautifully written. Her lyrics are just unparalleled.
Beautifully written by her, but beautifully sung by you, I'm sure. So we'll listen to that. And the rest of you, we'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations.
When Charlie speaks of Lester, you know someone great is gone. The sweetest swinging music man had a porky pig hat on. A bright star in a dark age, when the bandstands had a thousand ways of refusing a black man admission. Black musicians in those days, they put him in an underdog position. Sellers and Chiffins, when Lester took him a wife, arm in arm went black and white, and some so red, and drove them from their hotel bed. Love is never easy, it's short of the hope we have for happiness, bright and sweet. Love is never easy street. Now we are black and white, embracing out in the lunatic New York night. It's very unlikely we'll be driven out of town or be hung in a tree. That's unlikely. Tonight these crowds are happy and the streets. In the sticky middle of the nights, summer serenade of taxi hordes and fun arcades, where right or wrong, under neon, every feeling goes on. For you and me, the sidewalk is a history book, and a circus, a dangerous crowd, balancing dreadful and wonderful perceptions they have been handed day by day, generations on down. Charlie's bass and Lester's saxophone and taxi horns and brakes. Now Charlie's down in Mexico with the healers, so the sidewalk leads us to music, to little dancers dancing outside the black bar. There's a sign up on the awning, it says Pork Pie Hat Bar. And there's black babies dancing to
Thank you so much.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.